And we've arrived at that time of the program where each week we put you in touch with Mr. Mike Brennan and MI Tech News, which is a service that he provides to keep you in touch with what's going on in technology and entrepreneurship throughout the state of Michigan. Mike, welcome to the show again.
Thanks, Foster. I'm a lot colder this week than I was last.
Yes. Last week he was aboard the good ship Shared Adventure with Mr. Baker, who unfortunately...
I thought it was called the good ship Lollipop.
No, it's another one. apparently he is off and about the Caribbean right now and could not be with us today, unfortunately.
Hard life.
Yeah, I tell you, tough life out there. Works all week at his job as a consultant for IT and then hops aboard the boat for weekends. And I tell you, that makes for a great combination for him, I guess, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. That's not a little boat, 47 feet long and 25 feet wide.
Right. That's sunset on the poop deck.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have to ask him just to move the blenders out of the, because they was interfering with the phones last week, something fierce.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, let's talk about, what you do is introduce people to some of the headlines that they might find in their news. By the way, twice a week you get the MI Tech News delivered to you on Wednesdays and Fridays, and it has lots of mixed media in it now, in the sense that you get connections to audio like our show and IT and the D, along with M Squared TechCast, and then you've also got a lot of video there, Mike. I think there were three pieces of video this week, weren't there?
Two, okay. But we always have stuff on the homepage, and I'm so backed up editing video, there's no problem there. There'll be lots of videos.
That's good. That's excellent. Of course, he's chief cook and bottle washer, which I can relate to with the program.
Yeah.
And you're doing everything, so it's looking really, really good. Okay, well, let's talk about a few of the headlines here to give people an idea of what they can, you know, get when they subscribe. And by the way, cost absolutely nothing. We'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a moment. First headline that caught my eye there was cybersecurity's greatest concern, and casted probably relates to this, top priority for national security agencies.
Yeah, more so than anything else. They had this week, they had a meeting in D.C. where they did the national assessment, the worldwide threats hearing. And CIA, NSA, FBI, Senate Intelligence Committees, everybody all said that cybersecurity was number one, way ahead of terrorist attack or nuclear strikes or anything like that. Because the whole country is so wired in now that if the bad guys get in, they can just raise havoc, right?
Yeah.
So that's their biggest concern.
They don't have to throw a bomb. They don't have to, you know, shoot a bullet and put themselves in danger of getting hit by one themselves. They can simply poison the system.
All they have to do is, you know, mess around with Wall Street and the stock market. And
Yeah, exactly. Or some of the
major... That'll just unsettle the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the water
absolutely.
Supply or the electrical grid. I mean, it's potentially vulnerable.
Yep, exactly. Far, far bigger concern nowadays. Another one I saw there, on the good news side, was advanced manufacturing jobs in Michigan are up for the eighth year, which is nice to hear.
Yeah, that's lightweighting innovations for tomorrow and Workforce Intelligent Network of Southeast Michigan came up with these reports. And it's the heavy, you know, CNC kinds of stuff and different things like that. But it's also maintenance and repair workers, laborers and freight, stock and material handlers, mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, and even production workers. But they're flourishing. They added another 27,000 online job postings from the last time they took this survey. Now, the problem is filling those jobs.
Yes.
There's never a shortage of online openings. I mean, if you have these skills, you have your pick of probably 10 jobs, you know?
Yeah.
So it's getting enough and training enough and keeping enough people in the state to fill these jobs. That's really the big issue.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this last one will be good news, I guess, for beer drinkers out there, and it's how craft beer and technology are transforming the distribution business.
Yeah, absolutely. This is from one of the folks that was on my show, Rutherford Associates, who does the EOSTAR root accounting software. So it's, you know, maintenance kind of, or maintenance and warehousing and all that. But what it boils down to is there's so many craft beers that distributors, there's like thousands of them now,
yeah,
that the distributors are just overwhelmed. So they're bringing in AI into these big data databases, just like everybody else is. And so they're enabling beer distributors, as one example, to use AI to more easily and more flexibly handle their inventory. Because beer, you know, has a shelf life.
Sure.
If you pick the wrong thing and it stays in stock too long, it turns kind of skunky.
Yep.
Or on the flip side, if you don't have enough of something, you lose in sales. So AI is coming to the warehouse.
That's interesting. I know that in the city, I live in Royal Oak, and Ed, you're familiar with that. There are, it just seems that they're flourishing like bunny rabbits in the dark. They're popping up, all these craft beer businesses are popping up all over the place.
Yeah, there's two new craft beer businesses opening every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Wow.
And you wonder where they come up with the flavors and the ingredients. How do they differentiate? I mean...
Well, that's the big deal. And I think, you know, some of this I think will probably shake out as we go on.
Well,
but,
if I remember correctly, we had a guest on a little while ago, and he was talking about not only how... up in Traverse City, how that's so much wine country over there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's no coincidence that it happens to be the same parallel as northern France where for the wine industry.
Yeah.
But also hops in Michigan are very big.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah.
So
I tried to talk a friend of mine that had 15 acres in Owego County into growing hops, but because they can't keep up with it. I mean, it's like it's turned into gold almost. It's just real expensive.
Wow. Wow. And it's neat to hear. You mentioned Owego County. A lot of these counties, especially in central Michigan, have been starved. You know, their economies have been crashed, and, you know, they're looking for something, and that'd be great.
I only have 10 acres, but that sounds fun.
Yes. So what they're saying, I was reading up on it, actually, and they're saying you needed a minimum of about 20 acres, and the setup is really, really expensive, but the payoff is tremendous. Those hops plants go 20 feet tall. They're 3 feet across.
Wow.
I mean, but it takes a couple of years. You have to be prepared.
Yeah.
It takes a couple of years for it to really pay off, but when it does, yeah, you know, so...
I saw that Super Bowl commercial of Budweiser saying that they moved the beer into producing water, and I thought, gee, what'd they do, just change the label in the can?
Ain't that the truth?
Well, Mike, let's tell people how they can get hold of MI Tech News and not only these headlines, but much, much more information.
Wow, just surf on over to www.mitechnews.com or certainly go to your homepage. You've got a link there. You sign up for the newsletters, or you just want to check it out whenever you want, then just do that. But we have video, we have audio, we have stories, and now we have an event coming up in April that many of you, my compadres there at the Internet Advisor, will be participating in.
That's right.
So IoT Tech Connect. I mean, everybody's wondering, what the heck is Internet of Things? Well, we're going to tell you, and we're going to have a lot of Michigan players there telling you on panels and companies there that will be displaying their wares, particularly in VR, AR. We're trying to set up a VR, AR workshop so you can try the gear on.
Wow.
Tanya Matthews is putting together a STEM education workshop addressing that skills issue I mentioned earlier.
Right.
We're going to have a bunch of high school kids there in a workshop doing that to get them turned on to STEM so that they'll go into these careers. I think we got it all covered.
Yeah, that's coming up in April, am I right?
April 4th, Troy Marriott. Yeah,
April
IoT
4th.
Tech Connect. That's the URL, too.
So. And you'll find, by the way, information on that on our homepage as well. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. Have a great weekend, and we will see you back here next week.
Thanks. Look forward to it, Foster. Thank you.
Thank you. Ask Mr. Mike Brennan.